This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new nearly $200,000 fine shows that videos alleging wrongdoing in abortion industry sales of specimens clearly bother a judge with connections to that industry. Attorneys defending investigators in a separate California prosecution say their defense in that case led them to believe that federal judge William Orrick's prior restraint on release of more videos could not apply to their own May release of those videos. Despite calls for the judge to recuse himself, Orrick somehow believes prior restraint of First Amendment rights should somehow prevail. That issue may soon come before the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. Ever since women stopped needing government-paid health care in Texas after that state defunded Planned Parenthood, media reports have tried to make it into bad news. But Dr. Michael New is pointing out a discrepancy between the mainstream media narrative that Texas is a bad place and what good is actually happening for Texas women. Besides fewer teen pregnancies and abortions, a program displacing Medicaid, Healthy Texas Women, has seen enrollment jump 82%. Dr. New says Texas is clearly showing that positive health outcomes are possible without taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.